Now, I have a question for you. How many of you have a mother? Every one of you have a mother. Amazing. So today's message, you can take a seat. Today's message is entitled, The Price of a Mother. How much does it cost to get a mama? The price of a mother. And I'm going to ask the congregation, these guys can keep seating here, but if the rest of you could stand with me, please, for the reading of God's Word. Even though our text is Proverbs 31, we're only going to read a few select verses to get started. It says this, a wife of noble character who can find. She's worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. And then at verse 26, she speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. That would be you all. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. I'd like to ask the mother of our children and my wife if she would ask God's blessing on the preaching of the word, please. Hey, you can be seated. All right, guys, got a question. How much do you think your mama is worth? $2? Oh. No, stop. Think about it, kids. If you kids had to hire somebody to do everything that your mama does, how much do you think that would cost? Would you believe there are people out there that actually do surveys to figure that out? There's a company called Salary.com. It's a, according to their website, leading provider of on-demand human resources software. They help businesses and individuals manage pay and performance. And what they did is they interviewed 28,000 moms over the last year. And they asked these moms, what jobs do you do in the house? Now, guys, let me ask you a question. Wash the dishes. Okay, there's a task. What else do moms do in the home? Clean. What else? Do laundry. Be serious. Okay, roof to sleep under. Okay, take care of it. Anything else you can think of? What? Okay, well, how about this? Take a look at the screen. What they did is they asked these moms, what are the jobs that moms do? And then they tried to compare those jobs to what's going on in the workplace to figure out how much a mom is worth. Now, we all know that mamas, more often than daddies, mamas often do laundry. See that poor woman there with all that laundry? Guys, in our home, we have six of us. That's a lot of laundry. A laundry machine operator gets paid, on average, across the nation, $20,300 a year, which comes down to $9.76 an hour. Stay-at-home moms in the survey reported they spent 7 hours a week doing laundry. Working moms, those who work outside the home, say they spend 4.3 hours a week. So that's how much mom would be paid for doing the laundry. But laundry isn't the only thing mom does. She also, who said, cleans up? I think you said it, didn't you? Your mama's clean up? Well, take a look at that. There's a poor mom trying to clean, holding a child. Janitor. She has to clean up spills if that has happens in your home. She has to get that little toy out of the toilet when you try to flush it down when it shouldn't be flushed down. So that's janitor's work. And she'll get paid $19,800 a year. It comes out to $9.52 an hour. That's about 8 hours a week for stay-at-home moms, 4.8. Take a look at another job. Tell me what this job is. How did you get here today? Did somebody drive you? You drive? Well, you know, mommies sometimes do a lot of driving. Sometimes they drive you to school. Sometimes they pick you up. Older kids, they're constantly driving you everywhere. And not only do they drive, they probably serve as referee. No, don't touch her. Stay in your own space. Stop that. Or a gas station attendant. Okay, got to stop and get it. But they make $30,000 a year, van driver, $30,400, which comes out to $14.62 an hour. And moms in the survey reported 8.2 hours a week driving their kids somewhere. Maybe crazy, but no. And then working mom, 5.7. But that's not all they do. Nowadays, moms are becoming very proficient with computers. They email their teachers. So how's my kid doing? What's the problem with this? My kid stayed up late last night. Maybe paying bills online. They can expect $15 an hour. And on the survey, about 9.6 hours a week for stay-at-home moms, 6.2 for working moms. What else do moms do? Take a peek. Kids, what is mom doing down there? She's housekeeping. She's scrubbing the floor. Only $9.71 an hour to do that. 16.3 hours a week. Working moms, 8.3. Huh? I did that one time. I bet your mom did it a lot more than one time. What else do we have up there? Oh, they're teachers in the home. How many things can you think of that mom teaches you? Okay. From the store. Well, mom teaches you things. Like mom might be the one that teaches you to say please and thank you. She might teach you you need to wash your hair when you take a shower. She might teach you what to wear and all that stuff. I think of some things that my mom taught me. Okay. Well, my mom taught me some things. Sometimes you learn things too. Not just by what they say, but what they do. And so I've learned some things. Yeah, like grandmas. Well, moms reported 13.3 stay-at-home hours a week. What's next? Oh, hey, does mom ever cook? No? Yeah? Now, wait a minute. You're in the same home. How come mom does and mom doesn't? But a cook. One of the jobs that they reported is that $26,800. $12.88 an hour. Moms reported in the survey 14 hours a week stay-at-home moms cooking and 7.9 hours a week as a working mom cooking. Next up. Oh, sometimes mom cooks by going to Arby's or Taco Bell. CEO. She makes critical decisions that shape our growth. And that makes a pretty good pay, $49.52 an hour. Next up, mom is a psychologist sometimes. Mom listens to you tell your dreams. Mom helps kiss that boo-boo. Mom makes you feel good. Mom gives it unconditional love. She'd get $36.83 an hour to do that for 7.9 hours of work, state-owned moms reported, 6 hours a week. And the last one is facilities manager. Here's what salary.com says. A facilities manager ensures optimal functioning of building systems, relies on experience and judgment to plan and accomplish goals, leads and directs the work of others, a wide degree of creativity and latitude is expected. Sounds like mom. All right, so let's add it all up. Take a look at those 10 jobs. Now, those of you who are moms out there, do you do those things? Or did you do those things when you had kids? Moms, is that true? You want to know how much you're worth? Let me show you. According to their salaries, if you work out in the work world and do your chores at home with the mom, you could expect to get your regular salary at work plus $71,860 in overtime if someone had to pay you to do what you do for volunteer in your home. And if you are a stay-at-home mom, you would get a whopping $117,855 if someone had to pay for the services you do in the home per year. How's that for a paycheck? Okay, you little wiggle worms, you can go back to your folks. Whoop, 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 whoop. Go back one, son. Now, you wonder how you get those prices. Remember, typical work week is how many hours? About 40 hours a week would be a normal work week. So a lot of that is overtime, because what you'll discover is that a stay-at-home mom will do 58.9 hours of overtime a week. A working mom outside the home, 20.5 hours, and if you work overtime, you get time and a half. The price of a mother. Is that how much she's worth? Salary.com says that's what you'd have to pay if you wanted to replace a mom. But our text talks about the price of a mother as well. talks about the value of a mom. Not just any mom, but a godly mom. And so I want to take a look, if you have your Bibles, I want to take a look with you in Proverbs 31. Price of a mom. Now, one of the things that's interesting in Proverbs, particularly this section, is that most of Proverbs is filled with short little wisdom sayings, where two lines are connected. Sometimes the second line says something opposite of the first. Sometimes the second line says the same thing as the first. Sometimes the second line builds on the first. But for the most part, you could just pull like pearls on a string, little wisdom sayings in Proverbs. But when you get to Proverbs 31, the author of Proverbs, Solomon, he probably wrote this as well, Solomon takes 22 verses to talk about how valuable a godly mom and a godly wife is. Now, I don't plan these things in advance, but I thought it was interesting that the bulletin for today is drawn from Proverbs 31. I believe God has a message from this text, not a lengthy one, but a message about the price of a mother. Now, when Solomon lays this out, he does it in a unique way. And if you have one of those little study Bibles, you'll notice at the bottom, it tells you that these 22 verses are actually an acrostic. Each verse begins with a successive letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So if you read Hebrew, the first verse, verse 10, would begin with the Aleph. The second verse would begin with the Beit. And then the Gimel and the Dalet and the Hey and the Vav and the Zayin, and all the way down through 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. It's almost as if Solomon is saying, you want to talk about the price of a woman? Let me give you the A to Z about how valuable a godly mom and a godly wife is. Now, I don't have the time today. I mean, we could take it, but then you'd burn your roast for Mother's Day or the banquet you're going to afterwards to go A to Z on the price of a mother, and I'd probably get stuck at Q, X, and Z anyhow. But if you permit me to follow along the lines of the way Solomon did, I want to do an acrostic as well. Not A to Z, but M-O-T-H-E-R. And I want to draw it from what Solomon says. What he takes 22 verses, I want to draw from that and look at seven characteristics that show you the value of a mom. The M, first of all, and David will bring this up, the M stands for the woman who manages her household well. Look at verse 27 in the text. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Mom is the one that manages, oversees everything. I had a chance to see this in action the last part of this week, Thursday, Friday, because I had to be Mr. Mom. My wife went to Rochester. Her cousin's husband, 48 years of age, was out mowing the lawn, came into the house and died. He knew the Lord, 48 years of age. My wife went up there, and so I got to be Mr. Mom. There's a lot that I had to remember. Okay, who needs lunch? Who doesn't get mayonnaise? Who does get mayonnaise? Which chips do you want? Okay, what apple? Banana? What kind of fruit? All right, who's getting picked up? Who's being dropped off? Who's going to get the bus ride home? Who's going to... I'm like, wow. And moms do this every day. Again and again and again. They manage their household well. According to verse 11, her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. He knows she's not going to drop the ball. She's going to be responsible and manage and oversee everything that's going on. She's going to get up, it says in verse 15, while it's still dark, and make sure that her kids get fed, make sure they have lunches to go to school. She does what she needs to make sure the household, she's the facilities manager, she's the CEO, to make sure that the family runs well. M. The O stands for open-handed. Look at verse 20. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. Literally, it says she is open-palmed. She's not stingy. She doesn't hold on to it. If you look at a mama's heart, best way to describe it is this. Take a kid about 8 years of age into a store and have the kid start crying, "Mommy!" and see how many mothers come running up to make sure the kid's okay. Dads are thinking, where's the video section? Where's auto? Oh, there's garden. Now, does that mean guys don't care? Of course we care. But there's something about a mama's heart that her heart goes out when she hears a kid cry. It's a generous heart. It's an open heart. In fact, so legendary is the heart of a mom for being generous and open that the Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 will use this as an example of his ministry as an apostle. Listen to what Paul says to the church at Thessalonica. He says, "We were not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else. As apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you like a mother caring for her little children." Who is it that usually stays up to 4 a.m. while the kid's throwing cookies into the toilet? That doesn't mean that dad doesn't do it, but often it's mama. Mama stays up. "It's okay. It's okay. Bah! It's okay. Mama's here. Bah! Mama's here. I'm going to be okay. Oh, I'm going to die. Oh, mama's here. Bah!" You know what I'm saying? Got a fever? Let me feel. Oh, let me back in. Oh, here. Mama does it. Why? Because it's in her DNA. God created her in his image with the heart of a mama, and he loves and cares through the mama to the kids. It's that open-hearted generosity, that unconditional love that we see from mama, that given and given and keep on giving that mamas have. And if you're a mama, you know what I'm talking about. It's not like you try. It's just who you are. You want what's best for your kids. You don't say, "Boy, I can't wait to destroy them." It's you love your kid. Think about this. When you look at our world, who usually, if there's going to be someone leaving the home, quitting or abandoning, I'm not picking on guys, but more often than not, it's the dad that abandons the mom and the kids than the other way around. Not always, but more often than not. Why? Because of mama's heart. So, again, legendary is mama's heart that even God himself uses it as an example. In Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15, he says, "Can a mama forget her baby at her breast?" The assumed answer is there's no way that a mama's going to... Mama will sacrifice so that her kid has enough. That's what mamas do. And he said, Can a mama forget her baby? Well, even if she could, and the implication is it's not likely, I won't forget you. God takes the image of a mom loving a child and uses it as an example to describe him. That's a valuable mama. That's not only is she a manager, she's also open-handed. She's generous. She shares her heart. T stands for teacher. Look at verse 26. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Chapter 6, verse 20, Proverbs says, "Listen to your father's instruction and do not neglect your mother's teaching." Mothers are teachers. If we took the time today, every one of us could probably share something that we learned from mama. I think back as I was growing up, that much of what I learned from my mom wasn't always what she said, but what she did. One of the things that she wanted to make sure we learned is to care for those who were uncared for. The boat broken, the battered, the bruised. She would take us when we were just 5 or 6 into nursing homes with her so that we would interact with elderly people that some had been forgotten by their own families. She'd have us go around room to room and give little goodies out. And she always said, "Now this one's diabetic. You have to give this one to this one because this is sugar-free." She was that concerned, and she taught us. She made sure we had interracial and intercultural experiences because she didn't want us to grow up prejudiced. It's funny, as I was putting this message together, I thought, you know, I wonder if that's where the seeds were sown for the vision God laid on my heart about being a repairer of broken walls. I never even thought about that. I always traced it back to when my wife and I had the situation when we were youth pastoring and then someone spoke prophetically over us. But as I put this message together, I began to realize from the very beginning, my mom has always made sure that I care for those who are uncared for the underdogs. What about you? What did mom teach you? What was it that she poured into you? How did she teach you to respond to things? Mom is a teacher. It says in chapter 31, verse 1, where mama was teaching this king named King Lemuel. We don't know who the king was. No other reference to him in the Bible, but it says this in verse 1, the sayings of King Lemuel, an oracle his mother taught him. She wanted to make sure that he would be a good king, and she taught him. What did mom teach you? It's the price of a mother. She's a manager. She's open-handed. She's a teacher. You think of the New Testament where Timothy was raised in a home where his dad wasn't a believer. His dad was a Greek, a Gentile. His mom was a Jew. And yet Paul said to Timothy, you have known from infancy the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise. Where do you think he learned them? He learned them from mama. I remember growing up that, you know, my dad wasn't even a Christian for the first 10 years of my life. But I remember mom making sure that when we went to bed, we'd kneel and say our little prayers. I still remember, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. It gets a little depressing after that, but if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. How depressing when you're 5! Well, if I should croak during the night, God, take my life. Fortunately, I wasn't that scarred by it. But I remember kneeling by the bed and praying. That prayer was natural. It was what we do. Teacher. Timothy did that, received that from his mother, Eunice. The H. And every mom will most likely say amen on this one. The price of a mother is found in how hardworking mom is. They say that a mother's job is never done. In this text, mama gets up before it's light out, and mama stays up after the sun goes down. Mama's work is never done. One more spill to sweep up. One more dish to clean. One more garment of laundry to wash. One more lunch to make. One more note to write. One more paper to sign. Always one more. And yet they do it because they love. You read the text. Take a look here at verse 13. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She's like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still dark and provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. Verse 24, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. And verse 27, again, she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She's industrious. She's resourceful. Mom finds a way to get the job done. A manager, open-handed, a teacher, hardworking. I see in this passage the E that stands for excellence. Excellence in both character and work. Look at verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She's worth far more than rubies. And then he begins to describe this kind of wife of noble character. Look down to verse 25. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. And verse 29, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. The price of a mother, when you have a mother like that, that isn't content for shoddy, that strives to do the best she can for excellence, to give it her best shot, that woman is invaluable. More than the rubies. Far more than rubies, he said. But it isn't just her character that is sterling, it's also her work. Verse 21, when it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She's clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. So she strives for excellence, not just in who she is, but also in what she does. Verse 28 says that her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Verse 31, give her the reward she's earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. She's lived life in such a way that when people look at her, they go, wow. It reminds me of what happened a couple months ago when we had a party for a woman in our church. Molly Diaz. Molly, you had your works bring you praise in the sanctuary. One after another had a chance to say, this is the kind of quality woman that she is. Your kids gathered around. Grandkid came up. You had people through the PowerPoint, people that celebrated your life because you were desirous to give the best you have. that whatever you do, you work at it with all your heart. It's to the Lord. And certainly we have been the beneficiaries of some of that good stuff. Excellence. The price of a mom. How much is this kind of mom worth? A mother that manages her household well, that's generous and open-handed, that's hard work, a teacher and hardworking, that's excellence and character. One more. Who's reverent? Reverences the Lord. Take a look at verse 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I love that verse because when you hear it, the one who fears the Lord, the fear of the Lord has been the message of all of Proverbs, all the way back to chapter 1, verse 7. And in chapter 9, verse 10, it talks about the fear of the Lord. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In a way, this woman personifies everything Proverbs has been teaching. Or put it this way, Proverbs 31 lets me know that wisdom is not just something that you know. That wisdom is not just some ethereal thing out there. That wisdom shows up in the home. It shows up in how you live. It shows up in day-to-day living. It's been said that if it works in the home, it'll work anywhere. That if you can be this kind of mother, this kind of woman in the home, then it'll work anywhere. The problem is sometimes is that we can be these qualities outside the home to people out there, but when we try to do it in the home, that's where we kind of lower the guard, let the guard down. Where we maybe disrespect one another in the home. Where we use language that we'd never use to put someone else down outside the home, but we let it slip and we're rude to somebody in the home. But this woman, this mother, this godly mother, has a lifestyle that is showing up not just out there, but in here. It shows up in the family. It shows up in a consistency in the way she lives her life. Is she perfect? No, because there is no perfect mom, no perfect wife, no perfect dad, no perfect husband. But real wisdom, the wisdom of Proverbs, the wisdom that is practical day to day. It's not just, can you figure out how many angels dance on the head of a pin? That doesn't make you wise. Can God make a rock so big that even he can't move it? This is what the philosophers debated during the Middle Ages. That has nothing to do with real wisdom. Real wisdom is how do you use your hands? How do you use your mind? How do you use your body? How do you use your mouth? How do you live life in the day to day? Now, how much is that kind of mother worth? That kind of mother that models this, that kind of mom in the home that will manage her household well, that will be generous and open-handed, that will be a teacher, that will be hardworking, that will strive for excellence, that reverences the Lord. How much is that mom worth? In the Message translation, here's what Solomon says. A good woman is hard to find. She's worth far more than diamonds. Her husband trusts her without reserve and never has reason to regret it. Never spiteful, she treats him generously all her life long. She shops around for the best yarns and cottons and enjoys knitting and sewing. She's like a trading ship that sails to faraway places and brings back exotic surprises. She's up before dawn preparing breakfast for her family and organizing her day. She looks over a field and buys it, and then with money she's put aside, plants a garden. First thing in the morning, she dresses for work, rolls up her sleeve, eager to get started. She senses the worth of her work and is in no hurry to call it quits for the day. She's skilled in the crafts of home and hearth, diligent in homemaking. She's quick to assist anyone in need and reaches out to help the poor. She doesn't worry about her family when it snows. Their winter clothes are all mended and ready to wear. She makes her own clothing and dresses in colorful linens and silks. Her husband is greatly respected when he deliberates with the city fathers. She designs gowns and sells them, brings the sweaters she knits to the dress shops. Her clothes are well made and elegant, and she always faces tomorrow with a smile. When she speaks, she has something worthwhile to say, and she always says it kindly. She keeps an eye on everyone in her household and keeps them all busy and productive. Her children respect and bless her. Her husband joins in with words of praise. Many women have done wonderful things, but you have outclassed them all. Charm can mislead and beauty soon fades, but the woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of God. Give her everything she deserves. Festoon her life with praises. So what is the price of a mama? Is she worth $117,000 a year? Is she worth more than diamonds or rubies? How much is that kind of mom worth? Well, if I can put forth a commercial to you, maybe never show up on TV, but take a look at the screen. A box of Fannie Mae chocolates will run you $22.99. A dozen premium red roses, Telefora, hand-delivered, would be $76.95. A diamond necklace from Tiffany's will run you $2,000. But a godly mom, priceless. Could all the mothers please stand? Could all the mothers please stand? The Bible says that her children will rise and bless her. Husband will join in with words of praise, but so shall the body of Christ. If you're a mom, if you would please stand. And everybody else, would you please applaud the moms who are standing? I want us to pray for the moms right now. And we also, at the end of the service, have a carnation for you in honor of you. You know, some of you are single moms and you do a lot of work on your own. I always say that you all are my sheroes. You're my sheroes for what you have to do on your own. You don't have a tag team. You can't just pass the baton and say, phew, your turn, you take them. And so we want to pray for you. We want to pray for moms that work outside the home, stay-at-home moms. We just want to pray for moms. So let's look to the Lord, shall we? The price of a mother, Lord. We know what salary.com tells us. We know what Solomon tells us. She's priceless. And Lord, sometimes when we hear what a mother is, we might reflect on our own mothers and say, but they weren't that. We might be mad, angry. Lord, it's time for us to leave our moms with you. They may or may not have been the exact mother we needed. They may not have done it right. Or maybe they were June Cleaver. But regardless of the mom we had, we thank you, Lord. And we honor our moms. And we pray for the moms that stand, the moms that day after day give out, that some feel so inadequate, that you have given them a high and holy calling, that the price of a mother, priceless, that the role they have in the lives of their children is absolutely amazing. So amazing that you, O God, would use it as an example of your love. That's not a position to be devalued, but valued. Not a position to be dishonored, but honored. And Lord, we honor these moms. We pray for the ones that feel overwhelmed, exhausted, wondering, how can I go one more day? We pray for strength and resolve that comes from heaven. The power of the Holy Spirit to inspire them to keep on keeping on and not throw in the towel. For moms that have failed, feeling overwhelmed with guilt, that Lord, your grace and compassion would be poured out, that they would have new mercies to begin anew. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. We ask that you would release us with your grace and keeping, whether our moms are alive or not, to on this day honor them. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Go in the grace of our God.